Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is devoted to helping you develop your communicative strategies and your fluency and correction while holding conversations. Sentences are collected on the TP website and taken from the section called Useful Language Conversations. We will deal with all this parting from the different language functions we need to perform while communicating, such as agreeing, clarifying, recapitulating, and the like. If you're interested in improving your ability to discuss ideas with people who do not think like you do, please check out this TP website section, Speaking Discussions. It is true we cannot do much when people refuse to listen or insist in interpreting we're hurting them with our words, especially when these are critical thinking. We cannot do much in what does not depend on us, but we can try to develop a constructive attitude and approach to discussions and also some useful skills. These notes are based on workshops on problem solving, negotiation, and nonviolent communication, and on the application of their contents in communicative language lessons. This episode is divided into three parts. Part 1, useful language connected to clarifying things and getting more information, and also connected to checking for comprehension. Remember to listen and repeat the second time I say the sentence. Asking for clarification. What do you mean? What do you mean? What exactly do you mean? What exactly do you mean? What did you mean when you said blah blah blah? What did you mean when you said blah blah blah? Would you mind explaining that? Would you mind explaining that? I'm afraid I didn't get it. I'm afraid I didn't get it. I'm afraid I tuned out. I'm afraid I tuned out. I didn't understand the part about whatever. I didn't understand the part about. I didn't understand what you meant when you said blah blah blah. I didn't understand what you meant when you said whatever. What sort of thing? What sort of thing? What kind of thing? What kind of thing? What does that involve? What does that involve? Please notice the first is a D and the second is a V. Does that? Does that, and then you've got two V's. So practice this sentence lots. What does that involve? 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 Olé. Why do you say that? Why do you say that? Excuse me, I didn't hear what you said. Excuse me, I didn't hear what you said. Sorry, I missed the last bit. Sorry, I missed the last bit. Sorry, I missed the last thing you said. Sorry, I missed the last thing you said. What did you say? I couldn't hear. What did you say? I couldn't hear. Can you speak a bit louder, please? Can you speak a bit louder, please? Sorry, I tuned out a sec. What were you saying? Sorry, I tuned out a sec. What were you saying? So, what you are saying is this and that, whatever. So, what you are saying is this and that, whatever they were saying. You just paraphrase. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you see my point? Do you see my point? No, I don't mean that. I meant, and then you explain what you meant. No, I don't mean that. I was saying that, and then you explain what you meant, what you were saying. No, I don't mean that. I was saying that. No, I didn't mean that. I was referring to, and then you name the topic or the keyword. No, I didn't mean that. I was referring to, what I said was that, whatever. What I said was that, whatever. What I meant was that, whatever. What I meant was that, excuse me, I think you must have misunderstood my point. I meant, and then you explain. Excuse me, I think you must have misunderstood my point. I meant... How was that? How was your weekend? What was it like? What was it like? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you up to? What are you up to? What happened then? What happened then? What happened in the end? What happened in the end? What did you do? What did you do? How did you react? How did you react? How did they react? How did they react? What did you say then? What did you say then? How did you feel? How did you feel? How come? That is the same as why. How come? And you are asking them to explain the reasons. Why not? Why not? What for? What for? Who with? Who with? When was that? When was that? When's that? When's that? Where to? Where to? Where at? Where at? Really? Really? Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Is it for real? Is it for real? For real? Is that so? Is that so? What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? What will you do? What will you do? The second one is more uncertain. Please look for a context for all the sentences that you are practicing now, and notice if they are present or past or they are indicating future time. Checking for comprehension. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I think I don't know what you mean. I think I don't know what you mean. Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? I don't see what you mean. I don't see what you mean. Can you understand my English? Can you understand my English? Are you following me? Estoy me sigues. Are you following me? Do you see my point? Do you see my point? I don't know if I'm expressing myself clearly. I don't know if I'm expressing myself clearly. Did you get it? This refers to jokes. Como lo has pillado? Did you get it? Sorry, I can't follow. Sorry, I can't follow. I'm really tired. I need to take a break. I'm really tired. I need to take a break. My English is not that good. My English is not that good. I'm not very fluent yet. Can I borrow a pen? Can I borrow a piece of paper, please? Let me mime that. Do you mean this? And you make the gesture. Do you mean this? Did you mean that? And you point at the object. Did you mean that? I'm lost. Could you repeat, please? I'm lost. Could you repeat, please? I didn't get it. I'm not following you. I got lost when you started talking about... And then you say the keyword. I'm not following you. I got lost when you started talking about... Could you speak more slowly? Could you speak a bit louder? I can't hear. Could you repeat the part about... And then you mention a keyword. Could you repeat the part about... I understood the first part, but not the part about... Whatever. Here it's important that you don't ask people to repeat everything, because they get discouraged, they feel bad. If you let them talk and then you say, could you repeat please? That's really not very communicative. So it's always good to identify which part you did understand and which part you didn't, and that you make a more specific question. I understood the first part, but not the part about whatever. I understood the first part, but not the part about whatever. I didn't understand what you meant when you mentioned, and then the keyword. I didn't understand what you meant when you mentioned. I don't quite understand the point about whatever. I don't quite understand the point about whatever. What did you mean when you mentioned, and then the keyword? What did you mean when you mentioned whatever? Sorry, I'd like to check I understood. Let's see. You mean, and then you explain what you understood. Okay? Sorry, I'd like to check I understood. You mean whatever, whatever, whatever. Please post your questions and suggestions here as a comment or on the TP forums. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.